cares about this garbage?
Friends will no longer be available to Netflix subscribers starting next year. The 90s sitcom will then head to Warner Media's new direct-to-consumer streaming service, HBO Max.
What?
Of course, everyone just needs another streaming service.
Goodness.
Yes, it's set to launch in spring 2020. Pretty Little Liars will also leave Netflix for HBO Max, and the new streaming service will also include the entire run of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, now I'm
pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Right. So HBO Max will include content from HBO,
mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers, New Line, DC Entertainment, CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, The CW, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Crunchyroll, Rooster Teeth,
okay,
and Looney Tunes,
oh,
plus original content. I mean, I'm exhausted after reading that list.
Yeah.
That is so much. I don't understand what the difference between HBO Max is going to be and HBO Go.
Yeah, they don't come with it. They're just trying to get more money up out of
They're
us.
They're just trying to get more money. And you know what's sad? I'll pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've already got my subscription.
Exactly.
Why you said that?
Yeah, exactly. So again, that's set to launch in spring 2020. The Twitterverse wants Chef Gordon Ramsay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
In the live action The Little Mermaid movie.
Okay. That'd be great.
Yeah. Many people on Twitter want the angry chef to play Prince Eric's ranting chef, Louis, who attempts to kill and cook Sebastian the crab in the animated movie. Chef Louis has not been cast yet, so maybe Twitter will get their wish. I think this will be absolutely amazing.
Zoot-de-lut, I missed one.
Yeah, good.
Sounded just like it, right?
Just like it.
Have you ever seen Little Mermaid?
Of course I have.
Okay, just making sure. Rip Torn, the Emmy-winning actor best known for his work on The Larry Sanders Show, Men in Black, and 30 Rock, has died. According to a statement released by his family, Torn passed away peacefully at his home in Lakeville, Connecticut, with his wife, Amy Wright, and daughters Katie Torn and Angelica Page by his side. Torn was 88 years old. The celebrated actor's career spanned 60 years and included appearances on television and films and in Broadway and off-Broadway theatrical productions.
Damn.
Here's a clip from one of his more recent roles in the movie Dodgeball.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Any other questions?
Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste. All right, ladies, buckle up.
Live, like, no lie, I give that speech at least once a week to this day. Like, Patches O'Houlihan is an inspiration from
yes,
Dodgeball.
Yes, he is. Oh, my gosh, that character was so funny, but obviously his career was spanned a lifetime.
Yes, a long time, a lot of work.
Yes, people are pissed at Kendall Jenner. So she participated in the bottle cap challenge after her bestie, Hailey Bieber, nominated her.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she did it, she posted it on Instagram. She was riding a jet ski.
Yep.
Basically one-legged riding it. The other leg was out getting ready to kick off the bottle cap, which looked like it was probably from like a sparkling water,
yeah,
like a glass sparkling water container. And so then she kicked it off. And it came off. And it was like literally the most epic bottle challenge I've seen yet.
It was pretty impressive.
So impressive. So people are so pissed at her because they think that she's polluting. So people
what?
Have commented and said, littering is not a fun challenge. Next, great, more plastic in the ocean for a useless challenge. She put a bottle cap in the ocean. Is it a kill the sea turtles challenge?
Wow.
And then someone says, she better pick that blank up.
Dang.
Yeah, so people are not happy with her. I just want to say, one, how do we know she didn't get that out of the water? How do we know that didn't land on the boat? Someone was holding this glass water bottle container on the boat, and she kicked it off. She could have easily picked it up. I don't understand why people are mad at her. Also, she was using water from a glass bottle. So clearly she cares about the environment.
Yeah, they're just hating. They didn't say nothing about the awesomeness of doing the
challenge. Yeah, exactly. That's the garbage.